God, Lord, we are thankful and praise you for it. God, we praise you throughout all eternity that several have requests, Lord. Said remember them and remember their families and their loved ones. God, we pray that you bless those folks out there around the Missouri River that's in the flood. God, losing their home, losing their property. God, some of them lost lives, family members. God, bless their hearts, Lord. Bless their soul, God. Help them to reach out to you, Lord. Bless us, Lord. God, help them to call on your name. God, there's no other help like the help of Jesus. God, we pray in the name of Jesus, ask you, Lord, to save. Save everyone, God. Don't let not one of them die lost, Lord. My prayers tonight, not just for you. Pray for the Lord. Lord, we appreciate you. I know that there's different means to life, different means and ways of life. God, it's not much of a meaning without Jesus. Not a whole lot of meaning without the Lord. God, be blessed, Lord. Bless. I can have you come to every one of us here from your church to find out your time. Lord, we thank you. God, we thank you. paper, wash, and pray. Praise the good Lord.
Go on.
Amen. That's the big key part of it. Amen. A lot of them leaves off sanctification. They leave off a lot of other stuff to go with that too. Some of them may have never been saved. They don't know what born again is. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Didn't Jesus make a perfect example? He said, Nicodemus, thou must be born again. He said, how can I be born again? Must I enter into my mother's womb a second time, me being grown? He didn't even know what salvation was. They don't teach salvation in a lot of these churches. Come on up, let us take the little water. It'll take a little splash of water like this. Splash it in your face.
Sprinkle.
You sprinkle or splash. Then take a little dab of water and put on you. You saved. You got it. That's all you need. Don't confess. Don't have a heartfelt confession. Nothing. That ain't being saved. Praise the Lord. Cousin Wade coming in there. I tell you, I'm glad to be born again, ain't you? Marvel not. Marvel not, Nicodemus. Marvel not. You must be born again. There's some of them don't know the first thing about being born again. Praise the Lord. Page you got in this page?
276 in the church handle.
276. Bring bells of heaven.
While we are living in this world, of the earth and the land.
Thank you.
If you can pray 65 words, 65 minutes, or whatever, you pray 6 hours and a half, that's what it takes. Praise the good Lord. I've got examples of all three. Praise the Lord. Amen. You pray how God blesses you to pray, and God bless your prayers. Amen. There's some people designed to pray 6 hours a day. Study, read, pray, evangelize. They dedicate pretty much all their time to serving the Lord, the ministry, and that type of thing. And they ain't sleeping. You got to have a little bit of time for yourself, I know. But I tell you, God wants you to ring them prayer bells. Sister Lisa, you best be ringing them prayer bells every how long God wants you to pray. I can't dictate to you what God wants you to do. But he said one place, he said, if he is doing the will of the Father, that's the one that's going to heaven. Amen. You got to do the will of God in your life. Amen. Some people just call it to be saints. I know it. You ain't got to tell me. When God gets ready for you to do something different than to be a child of God, he'll tell you. He'll let you know. He'll put you in a position where you can do something else. He'll give you what you need to do it with. Praise the Lord. Y'all sing that song, Sister Pam. My place may not be like the name. What's the name of it?
Treasures Unseen.
Yeah, that sounds like it. Treasures Unseen. Y'all sing that song.
Thank you.
They get saved and can't stay saved. Seems like some of them get saved about four times a year, but they can't stay saved. They get saved today, and you see them tomorrow, and they've gone right back where they come from. They get saved today, and you see them tomorrow, and they've gone right back. I tell you, there's some people get so wrapped up in sin, they can't get out of it. Their mindset, the heart, the mental, they can't get over the mental aspect of it. They just can't see how to do it. I don't care what they claim, it's hard for them to hold on to it. I tell you, you can't do all the holding. That's part of it. You got to let Jesus do some of the holding. It's a two-way thing. Amen. If I grab your hand, I'll fall if you don't try to grab mine and hold me, see. It's kind of a two-way thing. You got to let him do some holding, too. You got to hold on some, let him do some holding. Y'all ready?
Father, please forgive me. Things are way heavy on your mind, you know, and the Lord knows. Yes.
all about things. He knows he knows what to do. He knows how to fix it. He knows how to tear it apart. But if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Esther, chapter 7. And we're going to be reading in a few chapters in Esther. And Sister Lisa, in just a second, I'm going to require your help, and I'll take you in. Esther, chapter 7, and verse 10. It says, "So they hanged Haman on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. Then was the king's wrath pacified." So they hanged Haman on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. Then was the king's wrath pacified. Now, if you will, go over to chapter 8 and verse 9. Chapter 8 and verse 9. "Then were the king's scribes called at the same time in the third month, that is the month of Sivan, on the 23rd day thereof. And it was written according to all that Mordecai commanded unto the Jews, and to the lieutenants, and the deputies, and the rulers of the provinces, which were from India unto Ethiopia, 127 provinces, unto every province according to their to the writing thereof, and to every people after their language, and to the Jews according to their writing, and according to their language." Now, if you will, skip down to chapter 9. And over to verse 5. "Thus the Jews smote all their enemies with the stroke of the sword, and slaughter and destruction, and did what they would unto those that hated them. And in Shushan, the palace of the Jews, slew and destroyed 500 men. And in Parshavatha, and Daphon, and Asphatha, and Porotha, and Adala, and Areditha, and Parmashta, and Ariesha, and Arda, and Vashtiatha. And the 10 sons of Haman, and the sons of Hamadithia, the enemy of the Jews, slew they, but on the spoil they laid not their hand. And on that day the number of those that were slain in Shushan, the palace, was brought before the king. And the king said unto Esther, the queen, the Jews have slain and destroyed 500 men in Shushan, the palace, and the 10 sons of Haman. What have they done in the rest of the king's provinces? Now what is thy petition, and it shall be granted thee? Or what is thy request further, and it shall be done? Then Esther said, if it please the king, let it be granted to the Jews which are in Shushan to do tomorrow also according unto this day's decree, and let Haman's 10 sons be hanged upon the gallows. And the king commanded it so to be done, and the decree was given at Shushan that they hang Haman's 10 sons. For the Jews that were in Shushan gathered themselves together on the 14th day also of the month Adar, and slew 300 men at Shushan, but on the prey they laid not their hand. But the other Jews that were in the king's provinces gathered themselves together and stood for their lives, and had rest from their enemies, and slew of their foes 75,000, but they laid not their hands on the prey. And on the 13th day of the month Adar, and on the 14th day of the same, they rested, and they made it a day of feasting and gladness. But the Jews that were at Shushan assembled themselves, assembled together, and on the 13th day thereof, and on the 14th thereof, and on the 15th day of the same, they rested and made it a day of feasting and gladness." Sister Lisa, in just a few minutes, I'm going to have you read verses 5-10, but real slow, and I'll tell you when. Right now, everybody can be seated. Just hold your place there, Sister Lisa. I feel like the Lord's telling me to have you read this. Now, Haman had built that gallows for Mordecai, right, a man of God, yes. Sister Lisa. That was his plan, was to have Mordecai hanged on that gallows. Right. That was what he wanted. He built it. It was 75 cubits high, I believe. And he wanted Haman to be, Mordecai to be made a spectacle of in the middle of the town to be hanged. He didn't like that Mordecai was a Jew. Right. He didn't like that Mordecai didn't bow down to him. Right. He didn't like how Mordecai believed. He didn't like how Mordecai looked. He didn't like the way Mordecai done things. So he said, I'm going to kill Mordecai in front of everybody. I'm going to kill him, Sister Lisa. So he said, let's make a decree to not only kill Mordecai, but let's kill everybody that's kin to Mordecai. Let's kill everybody that's of the same ethnicity as Mordecai. Let's kill everybody of the same religion as Mordecai. Let's wipe them all out, Sister Lisa. Let's get rid of all of them. So he sent out a decree. He had the king do it without really knowing what the king was doing. Just like they did Daniel and his other king. They said, make a decree. Said, you're the only one people should be praying to. Make a decree. Going behind the king's back, being kind of sneaky. He told the king, he said, I tell you what. He said, there's a bunch of people in your land that are strange. They don't believe like you do. They don't act like you do. We need to get rid of them. And the king didn't even know that his own queen was one of them. Come on now, help me out. I'm fixing to get more in just a minute. And he said, we're going to kill them. We want them all. On this day, they're going to be killed. When Esther found out what was happening, she said, we're going to do the opposite. The Jews are going to kill everyone that come against them. Now, Sister Lisa, start at verse 5. 9 and 5.
Thus the Jews smote all their enemies with the stroke of the sword and slaughter and destruction and did what they would unto those that hated them. And in Shushan, the palace of the Jews slew and destroyed 500 men. And Parshandatha.
Hold on, just right there. And Parshandatha. Now, we might not say these names all right. We're not Greek and we're not Hebrew, Sister Lisa. But they're going from providence to providence. And they're going to wipe out everybody that's against them, Sister Lisa. The decree said to kill woman, child, man, if a cow looked at them funny, to kill everything that was against them, Sister Lisa, because that's what they were going to do to the Jews. So the Lord turned it around. He said, what they mean for your evil, I mean for your good. I'll be alive, Sister Lisa. In Paramatha, they said, I tell you what, they some over there and you're going to go kill them. In Shushan, you're going to kill 500. In Paramatha, you're going to kill 75,000. You're going to kill them until they're all gone. It's like that game, Sister Dana, where the gophers keep popping up. Everyone that pops up, they slam you back down. That when that snake raises his head, you slam him back down. Sister Lisa, this we in a war and we fighting for our life. Every time that devil raises his head, the Lord said you could put him right back down. He said, I've seen it in every language and every tongue that on this day we was going to fight the devil and we was going to win. I told him that in Paramatha, you was going to have some victory over anybody that come against you. Sister Dana, we ain't in the water. We on the boat. And we going to have victory in Paramatha. Read me another name, Sister Lisa. Read me another name. The next name. Dauphin. There was people down there, Sister Ethel, in Dauphin. We got two cities already coming against you. Dauphin, they said, we'll take them Jews, and we'll take all their gold, and we'll kill all their cattle, and we'll have us some money, and we'll have us some land, and we'll have us some cattle. We'll take all that they got, Sister Lisa, and we'll lay them to waste. But the Jews stood. I bet they said they were on the wall city. Step up, Danny. Come here for a minute. Quicker. They said the unwalled cities in one place. There was no wall around it. Sometimes things hit us unexpected. They didn't have time to build a wall. So they stood, I believe, interlocked, arm by arm. They said, come on if you want to. But we've had the authority today to put you back in your place. So, Sedina, you got more power in your pinky finger than they got in the whole place. And I tell you what, a good Holy Ghost won't let them come back so far, wall or no wall.
Jesus is good, ain't he? Whoa! The other day, when that thing tried to come in my room, the Lord said, I'd like to see him try with all the Holy Ghost in this house. Dowson, so we're going to come after you in Dowson. We're going to attack you. But then Jude stood side by side. They said, you can try, but we're going to keep what we got. Bring me another name, Sister Lisa. Aspatha. Aspatha, Sister Lisa, coming after you. You got one coming on this side. You got one coming on that side. You got one coming on this side. Bring me another name. Poritha. You got Paramishwell on this side. Dalphin on this side. Aspen on this side. Poritha on that side. Won't they come at you from the north, the south, the east, and the west? The Jews turned around and said, Lord, we're surrounded. But I'll tell you what happens, Dina. When you got authority, can't nobody come against you. When you got authority, the Lord said, you can kill them on this day, and this day, and this day, and that day, and you would have victory. We're not drowning. We're resting on the boat. We're not drowning. It might feel like that salt air might be burning your lungs a little bit. And that cloudiness. I say, Lord, it's kind of dark and stormy out here on this ocean. But don't forget, you're in the boat. You're in the boat, Sister Lisa. You got authority. You got authority. You ain't weak and will-minded. I have to say, I've been proud of Sister Dana this week. We've been going through a hard test. And I saw Sister Dana come up and face the devil, and she had a good spirit. And I tell you what, that means more than anything to walk up and look wow in the face of evil and have a good spirit. Dana, the Lord couldn't have been prouder that day when you walked in there and looked like Christ. He couldn't have been prouder. All you've been through was worth it on that day to walk in there and show the devil what the Lord looked like. Wow! Sister Lisa, read me another name. Boy, they're evil, ain't they? Boy, they're evil. The devil seeks to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Whatever he can take from you, Brother Lane, he will. That's why when that gopher bops up his hand, you push him back down. You prepare for the battle. You don't wait till the battle's there to prepare. You already prepare. Pray for it before it comes. When the little teeny drops start falling from the sky, it's easier to step over a mud puddle than it is trying to tread through flood waters. Don't wait till it gets so bad you can't handle it. Pray now for what's to come later. Go ahead and start right now before it gets so hard. You have got no faith to make it. Before that last name, before that city comes after you, the Jews already were prepared. So we're not going to fall. And we're not going to run in our houses and hide. We're going to stand and we're going to fight. When they come against us, Sister Lisa, we're not going to let them take and plunder and pillage. You've worked too hard for your salvation. You've come too far for what you've done and what you've been through. This is a hill of beans compared to what the old Lord already taught you through, what he's already helped you give up, what he's already helped you do, how far he's already helped you make it, and he can help you through this. But you've got to do your part. Pray ahead. Sister Dana, keep praying. I know you've been praying. Keep praying. Sister B, keep praying. Pray harder if you have to. If you've been fasting, fast harder. If you've been reading the Bible, read more. I tell you what, when you want victory, when they threaten your life, that's when you start getting serious, Sister Ladibi. When we ain't got no threats, we all right. We kind of slack up on praying. We kind of slack up on reading. We don't worry about it so much because we're not being threatened. But when you're being threatened, Sister D, when they're knocking on that door saying, I'm coming to plunder, and I'm coming to pillage, and I'm coming to kill, and I'm coming. telling the story. Way back in the Southwest, if you white people didn't leave their doors open, then Indians took it as a sign that they had something to hide, that they weren't welcome in a white person's home, and they would go in there and they would kill them. The way that they would know that they were not going to hurt them was to leave your boots outside the door, stay inside and unlatch it, and leave it unlatched. And the Indians would come in, and they would steal your stuff, they would plunder, they might take your wife, might take your child, but they wouldn't kill anybody if you left that door unlatched and let them know they were welcome. Devil is not welcome.
Right.
Nowhere.
Right.
Sister Lisa, you raise up a standard against him. You lock that door. You take the boots inside. You don't take off your shoes. Don't take off your running shoes, Sister B, because you might have to run. You might have to stand and fight. You face the devil, and you lock that door. He's not welcome, and we're not bending, and we're not breaking, Sister B. We ain't got to act like we're withered and weak underneath his gaze. Oh, I'm going to send you a dream, and I'm going to torment you. Oh, I'm going to send this person by, and I'm going to torment you. Oh, I'm going to call you, and I'm going to torment you. Oh, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to torment you. Lock the door. Put your shoes on and stand like you're ready to fight. You don't take your armor off and tell the devil he's welcome to come in. He is most certainly not welcome to come in and bring anything. And this house, that's for me and my house. We will serve the Lord. You in my house, as for me in my house, we will serve the Lord.
Right.
Let him in. Don't lock that door. Lock it back and let him go.
That's right.
He can knock. Wayne. Wayne. I want to come in. Wayne, when you get ready to fight, what you do? You put your armor on.
Yeah.
You put your boots on. And you stand and say, I put my foot on the rock and my mind's made up. And I look that devil right square in the eye and I tell him, I got my foot on the rock, my shoulders square back, and the door is locked.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, God. Sister Lisa, read on 13. They didn't want nothing from them. They said, we're going to destroy you because you tried to destroy us. But we don't want anything from you. That Jezebel, that sounds a lot like Jezebel, don't it, sister?
Yeah.
Like, woman spirit of Jezebel, hit people. Jezebel was greedy. Jezebel was conniving. Jezebel was known as a horrible and a defiled woman. Jezebel was evil. That's all she thought of was herself. All she wanted to was kill, to steal, and to destroy. And that spirit enters people. And Sister Lisa, sometimes they try to make you pray, but they'll be your prey. And you'll have so much, you won't want nothing from them. Lord said, we're not taking nothing they have into our house. Sister Lisa, we have got to be weak. I tell you what, it's a great sign of strength to hold your tongue when they show a good spirit in the face of evil. It's a great sign of strength. That's having more strength than it is to haul off and knock somebody out. It's to know that you shouldn't do it, to hold back from doing it, even when people deserve it. That's God, Sister Linda. That was God in you. He brought in you. When you started that place, he was with you.
He protected you and everybody around you in that place. And when you walked out, he walked out. And he's left the place destitute.
Yeah.
Sister Dana, they destitute. They destitute. He said, I laid them to waste. Like the lily in the field when the storm blows and it just falls right over. What once stood tall and proud has just fallen over. Sister Dana, when they kick us out, they kick off that support beam. They knock out that pillar. He said, I was the cornerstone that they rejected. Knock out that pillar.
Right.
You can't give in. You have to be strong. You have to fight. And I tell you what helps you be strong, Brother Wayne, is when you see him coming, form a wall. Lock the door. Keep him out. This is your soul salvation. Mm-hmm. We are fighting for our lives.
Yeah.
Sister Heaven. Just like that Jews were. They have threatened your life. So you fight them tooth and nail and you win.
We're not weak, Sister Lisa.
We got authority. It don't matter how much money they have. It don't matter how much influence they got over you. It don't matter what they say. It don't matter what they do. God is supreme authority. And when he tells you, you got authority, there ain't nobody got authority over you.
That's right.
Now, I love me some Donald Trump. Lord knows I do. That's the man. I love me some Donald Trump. Because the Lord's put him in there. And I feel like the Lord keep him in there as long as he wants him in there. But I tell you what, if he come in his doors and told you you couldn't win, you got authority over him. Because you got authority. We're not weak. We hadn't got nothing, Sister Lisa, to be embarrassed, to be ashamed about. We fight the devil. And he's coming after us any way he can. It ain't nothing but the devil. It ain't nothing but the devil. But Brother Wayne, you have to learn how to fight. This is different than, he said, we're not fighting people. And principality and physical things. You fight against principalities and powers and wickedness and darkness in high places.
Yeah.
You don't learn how to fight physically. You learn how to fight spiritually.
Right.
You write in that word where it says you put on your whole armor, your faith, you get your Bible, you get on your knees and get them all good and calloused up, and you get somewhere.
Right.
You get on the boat. Now I appreciate the Lord. This morning, that I, like I said before, I had a terrible, terrible, terrible dream. And now the church, we need to pray about the message, pray for each other, pray for the situations that's going on. And I ask that you please help me pray for this dream, that the Lord would show somebody the interpretation. It don't have to be me, Sister Lisa. I don't have to have that. I had the dream, I ain't got to have the interpretation. But I would like the Lord to show somebody the interpretation. So gather around and pray just like you feel.
Lord.